recognize who this stud is in the blue shorts right here. That's me the summer I got out of college.
Wow, Dad. He's got muscles.
Well, I still got a few.
Where?
They're hibernating.
Who's that girl?
That's Mommy.
There's a young one standing next to you.
That's Mommy.
How come Mommy doesn't wear a bikini anymore? Is it because of her fat ass?
Yeah, I guess. What? No, no, who said Mommy has a fat ass?
Mommy did. Where's Hurt Gunner?
Hey, honey. You know, we better get a move on. We got to meet up with Fred and Grace soon.
No, I know. I'm trying.
How long do you think you're going to be?
45 minutes. Less if you help with the kids.
Oh, 45 minutes is good. And this photograph is of me in high school. I'm kidding. A joke. Come on. Okay, come on. Bath time. Time to scrub some backs and clean some crap.
I miss going out with you on Saturday night.
I want to have a new policy of going out 6 nights a week without the kids. Seriously, though, I think it would be good for us to go out one night a week where it's just you and me. I think
you've
got to
be kidding me.
What?
You just checked out that girl's butt.
Who did?
You did, and it's rude.
What? Do you think she noticed?
I noticed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just spacing tonight, honey.
Hey, guys, come on. We're late.
Hey.
What are you doing? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Grace, let me ask you a question. Yeah, does Fred ever check out other women in front of you?
No. Fred's not a gawker. He's a good boy. Come on, go say hi to Dr. Lucy.
Let's go get a beer. Yeah.
Hey!
Thank you, thank you.
Our first friend to win an award.
Oh, stop it. I don't deserve this thing.
Oh, come on. Yes, you do.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Oh, it's embarrassing. The whole thing is just embarrassing.
Stop it.
What is this, amateur hour? How the hell does your wife catch you checking out another girl?
No, she walked by and I glanced back for like half a second.
Two beers, please. You got it. Hey, Quagmire, you don't wait for the girl to walk past and glance back at her, okay? You gotta spot her from 15 feet away, turn, then wait for her to walk into your line of vision.
What do you mean?
Don't you get it? Look, you can't help it if her butt walks where you're already looking.
Oh, where you're looking, it was your airspace.
What could you do?
Exactly.
Is that an original?
No.
Sure.
Coakley.
Coakley?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Missy.
Drink up, guys. Let's get this party started.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Ow. Missy sure is looking chipper for someone going through a divorce.
Yeah, God. You know what I love about divorcees? They love sex.
Is that true?
I don't know. I'd like to think so, though.
You would like to think it was true.
God.
Look at those meatheads checking out Missy Frankenopoulos.
I mean, what, they think they're invisible?
I know. Hey, I thought you said Fred isn't a gawker. He was standing right there. I can't let him know that I know. He'll take all the fun out of it.
Oh, God, he has this stupid move where he looks back and he waits for the girl to pass so that it seems like he couldn't help but notice her ass. It's pathetic.
You want to hear a great idea? Why don't you go upstairs and slip into something uncomfortable while I give the babysitter a ride home?
I want to, honey. I really do. It's just, it's after midnight, and I got to get up early with the kids.
No, I'll get up with the kids. I'll take them to the park. I'll take them to Finn's birthday party. You just stay in bed and play back some of the more acrobatic highlights from the show I'm about to put on for you.
Okay, I'm in.
Sorry, he couldn't fall asleep.
So how are the little monsters tonight?
Perfect. That Gunner is so cute. He's like a little monkey. He just wants to climb all over me.
All right, here we are. Night, thank you.
Mr. Mills, can I ask you something?
Yeah, shoot.
I was wondering, could you buy me some beer?
Buy you some? How old are you?
I'll be 21 next week.
Wow, that's a biggie. Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, could ya?
Well, you know, the law is pretty clear on this. I think you actually can get into a lot of trouble.
Come on, I'm a junior in college. You drank when you were in college, didn't you? Besides, it's so arbitrary. How does it make sense that 20's old enough to vote or watch porn, but it's too young to have a beer?
Really? 20's old enough to,
Vote?
the other thing?
Watch porn? Oh, yeah. Half the girls in those things are my age. I mean, unless it's that weird fetish stuff where the women are, like, 40.
Mm.
Look, I promise. No one's going to find out. Come on, join me down at the river. We'll listen to some tunes and suck down a few beers.
Freeze right there.
Sir, you're under arrest for supplying alcohol to a minor.
Bill, just fire!
I award your wife the house, the cars, and half your wages.
I don't want you walking me down the aisle. You're cheating on Mom.
I don't want you at my civil ceremony. You cheated on Mom.
Get out.
What?
What I mean is that I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it would be inappropriate, Paige.
What, is that your adult voice? That would be inappropriate, Paige. Come on, it's...
No, Paige. Come on, what are you thinking? I'm a married man, I have children. You think they'd light me down at the river all alone drinking beer with a co-ed?
I never said alone. My boyfriend and his roommates are down there.
Okay, you better head inside now. Good night, Paige.
Ew. What the hell were you thinking?
Okay, scoot along now, Paige.
Oh, thank God you're still awake.
Quiet. Gonna just sleep. Okay.
Tiptoe.
Very quiet. Still excited.
I'm scared. Can I sleep with you tonight?
Aw. Daddy?
No, absolutely not.
Daddy, words hurt, you know.
Well?
Come on, she's scared.
What? Are you serious? This isn't just about her cock-blocking. If I don't like that my daughter needs someone to sleep with her every night, that's not going to be good when she goes to college.
Well, can someone at least read me a story?
Okay, one quick story. Jump up. And what is this new expression, words hurt? Where did you get that?
Mommy.
Mommy? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, mommy isn't always right. You know what my dad had? A belt. Yeah, now that hurt. Amazingly, our plan worked. The gum kept the door from banging, and we never heard, "Don't slam the door again." The end.
There, you look pretty, Daddy.
Good. Okay, that was the last ponytail. It's time for you to go night-night. Give me a big hug and a kiss. Mwah. Mwah. I love you, Mama.
I love you more.
No, I love you more.
Today?
I know.
I mean, look at this buffet of ass. Imagine coming here back when we were single. Oof, the damage we would do.
Oh,
boy. Oh, man. Oh. Did you get any action last night?
Nah. Came close, but kids were awake when we got home. What about you? You get lucky?
Nah. Well, I mean, kinda. Yo, Grace conked out right when we got home. So I snuck out to the car, rubbed one out.
You Knight Rider? Why can't you do it in the bathroom like every other guy?
What, and get caught by Grace? No way. I can't risk that. Uh-uh. No, besides, cars turned me on. That's where I lost my virginity. So I go out there, put the seat back, pump some tunes. It's pretty nice. Well, that's one of those things they don't tell you when you're young, huh?
What?
That you're still going to be jerking off after you get married? I mean, I thought that was just going to be a teenage thing, right?
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. I got to get going. I gotta drop the kids off at a birthday party.
Alright. Yeah, you wanna get a coffee afterwards?
Yeah. Guys, come on! Alright? Okay?
Yeah. I tweaked my neck on the 17th hole yesterday. I was like 250 out. Had to get over some water. I gave my all.
I didn't know you played yesterday.
Yeah. Foghead and I played some golden tee at McGillicuddy.
Yeah, you
gotta stretch. Because even something like foosball, I've thrown my back out where it's like a thing where you... Please don't have a nice ass. 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 Oh, come on, man. That is ridiculous.
No. I did some recon. She's from Australia.
Of course she is.
She's been here
bring
about a
me
month.
Here.
What? Oh, she's here. She comes here.
Hey.
Hi.
Iced coffee, one Splenda, right?
Yeah.
And humate?
Same. Two Splenda. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Taking mental photographs for my spank bank.
Right, chicken one, please.
You need help?
No, she already got it. Thank you.
Wasn't a question.
She's right.
Come on, guys, give it a rest.
Oh, hey, Ed, I didn't see you standing there.
That's because you were eye-banging the Java bit.
No.
Come on, guys, you're married men. She's half your age. Maybe a little growing up. What do you think?
Hey, I guess I'm going to see you guys at the housewarming party next weekend.
Hmm?
Yeah, next Saturday afternoon at the new Casa. Finally in, we're having a little soiree.
Hmm. Next Saturday? I think that could be tough.
Yeah, we're jammed.
Your wife's already RSVP'd.
Oh, cool.
Can't wait.
Till then, come on, pound the potato.
Uh-oh.
Pound it. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Hi, Ed. Pound his potato, you know what I mean?
He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
You open, Rick?
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll say 3 nights. Mm-hmm. Conservative, but that's what I'm going for.
Hey, where's Coakley? Why didn't he show up? Coakley is in Arizona, currently attending the Hawaiian Tropic Regionals.
But of course.
Imagine being Coakley, huh? The guy's single, he's loaded. Chicks love him. He doesn't have to answer to anybody, huh?
5'3".
Let me ask you something. How much would you guys pay to have your way with a Hawaiian Tropic girl for an entire weekend? Huh? You can have anyone you want. You know up front she's not going to get pregnant, no disease.
Not going to cry rape.
Never hear from her again, and your wife will never find out.
Okay, but how would I know my wife wouldn't find out?
Come on, huh? It's a game. I'm just saying if it was possible.
Yeah, it's a scenario.
Yeah, like I'm a genie, and I could make it happen.
I can see that.
Thank you. And I can grant you this wish and then make like it never happened.
Okay, you know what? I'll say it. I would be willing to pay $250 of your American dollars.
Oh, yeah. No, you cheap bastard.
This is an investment, man. Get your rocks off, right? Protect your wife's feelings. I'm going deep with it. $5,000. Baby.
Oh.
$5,000?
$5,000, baby. And I know Hot Wheels right here will pay more than that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Where's the
car?
Hi. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, do you remember my brother in law, Franz?
Pleasure.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Who's winning?
Uh-oh. Red. This guy right here's got all the loot.
What?
Hey, Max, would you do me a favor and not tell Grace that I have disposable income right now? Otherwise, she'll make me take her shoe shopping or, like, go see Kathy Griffin in concert or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. How'd the kids go down?
Gunnar and Emma stalled for a while, but they weren't too bad.
What about the baby?
The baby? Not a peep. Been listening the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Good night.
Mwah.
All right. Have fun.
Okay.
What is that, 4 sevens? Is that good?
She's kidding.
Maybe. Maybe I'm not kidding.
See you later.
Oh, silly daddy got the monitors mixed up. Yeah. Oh, have you been listening to those loudmouths all night?
Frederick, sir, how much would you be willing to spend for a weekend of erotic pleasures with one of the most beautiful women in the world?
$6,000. I'd pay $6,000. Just gotta figure out a way to get the money out of the checking account without Grace finding out.
I assume the genie could help with that?
I got you.
I just give you my routing number?
Yeah. Hey, put me down for $7,500.
Okay, please, man. You don't have $7,500.
Hey, be nice.
Okay, Richter.
Ha ha! What is your number?
I don't know.
Come on. You gotta have a number.
Come on.
I don't know. Any girl you choose. You can do anything you want with her. The wife will never find out.
Completely harmless. What time thing? What would you pay for that?
I honestly don't know.
Ballpark, please.
Well, you know, I have a great wife, so I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt her feelings.
So I guess the real question becomes,
what wouldn't I pay?
That's why this dude's wearing the hat.
This hell's got to be worth something, right?
Now, mother-in-laws, now what do they go for on the black market these days?
$50, maybe?
Fred said $6,000? Oh, God, what a douchebag. He won't even spend $60 on an Evening with Kathy Griffin ticket for me, but he's going to give some make-believe genie $6,000? You want to hear something even funnier?
Yeah.
Hoghead McCormick said $7,500.
Wow.
What? Okay. I mean, on the bright side, they're not cheating on us, right? Although that would be kind of fun to watch. I'd love to see the look on the girl's face when she wakes up next to Fred with his sleep apnea mask on.
Are you kidding? He wears one of those things with the mask and the tube and the thing and the hose?
It's awful.
That is attractive, I'll tell you.
Every time I wake up, I think a plane's going down. You know, sometimes I wonder if it wouldn't be better if they did cheat. Just got it over with.
Oh, you mean rather than take the slow boat to resentment? I'm just saying, maybe a little freedom would be a good thing for them and for you, too. Listen, have you ever considered giving him a hall pass?
A what?
A hall pass. A week off from marriage.
No. Wait a minute. Are you saying let them go out and cheat?
I'm saying give them a week off from marriage. Look, most married men have very foggy memories of their single days, and they begin to believe that if not for you, they could actually be with these other women.
That's Fred. Really, I mean, he thinks because he sees big tits all day long and he manages to make it home without squeezing one of them that I should be greeting him at the door like some conquering hero.
Well, maybe it's time to let them go out there and find out what it's really like.
Huh?
It's called the reactance theory. It's a wonderful principle in psychology which basically says that if you constantly tell someone they can't do something, they just want to do it more than ever. Conversely, if you remove the taboo, you remove the obsession.
You know what? I have an idea, Doc. Why don't you let your husband have a hall pass and then let us know how it turns out?
Oh, I have.
Are you telling us you let Charlie sleep with another woman?
I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you I gave him the freedom to choose for himself.
And?
All I know is our marriage is better than ever.
I'll get it. I'll get it. Watch. Watch this one.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good.
Look at this place.
Hey.
There he is, the lord of the manor.
You see the Prius? We're going green.
I can see that.
Come on, everybody in the shack. The grand tour is about to begin.
Come on.
I call it headquarters. And behind that wall, the war room. A 300-square-foot humidor. The humidity in there never gets above 71%, never below
70%. Ugh, unbelievable. How did he come up with this stuff, huh?
Oh, thank you, Mandy. I even threw in a backup generator, just in case we lose power and the main jetty doesn't kick in.
It's absolutely epic, Ed.
Who wants a Cubano, huh?
Oh, wait a second, Eddie. First, I want to show them my headquarters. Come, come.
All right, let's go. Everybody upstairs. Hey, Larry, I'll get you a cigar.
I can't stand these look-at-how-much-I-own parties. They're obnoxious. I mean, when I got my fully loaded Honda Odyssey, I didn't go around bragging about it, did I?
Well, kinda. You made me drive around town for 2 hours, remember?
Well, excuse me. I thought you'd like to watch a movie in a minivan. You never watched a movie in a minivan before, had you?
No.
Okay.
But did you have to hook your boat up to it?
Yeah. It's a touring edition, Dick.
Fridge, Sub-Zero. The floors are French limestone, and the countertops are Brazilian granite. It's my paradise.
The price tag north of 240 large. It better be paradise.
See, this is why the terrorists hate us. I love Brazilian granite. How come I don't have Brazilian granite?
Well, honey, if you recall, we had to make a couple of fairly substantial expenditures recently. Remember?
Hey, gang, check this out.
Oh, honey, don't show them that. They're going to think we're wackos.
Sweetie, don't keep me down. What the hell is this? Get in here. You're going to love this.
Hey, where are the guys? Wow. This is like secret agent stuff.
I think a safe room is a bit over the top, but Ed thought with the two little ones, you can never be too cautious.
No, you're such a good daddy.
No, I disagree. Okay.
Oh, here comes Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
A little defensive, Fred. Who gets a minivan when they don't have any kids?
Wow, man. You just don't understand the insurance game, do you, Rick?
Enlighten me.
No, look, okay, when you pull into a person's driveway to sell them life insurance, who do you think they'd rather see?
Some knucklehead hotshot in a convertible Sebring, or a family man in a minivan.
Where is everybody? Hello?
Guys, we're in here!
They can't hear you. Room's completely soundproof.
And bulletproof. Also, Kurt Schilling's been in here, because I know him.
I guess they must have gone upstairs.
Look at this fucking thing.
I feel bad for Ed Jr. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing if you want to look like Admiral Dipshit, but then you got to do it to your kid. Look at that little...
awful.
I'll get him like looking like Thurston Howell, too.
Thanks for coming to the war room, old chap. By the way, did I mention that my wife's vagina never goes above 71% humidity?
Nor below 70%.
Maybe we should turn this off. Yeah. Not a chance.
What happens if you lose the power during a big blow and your main generator drops out?
Oh, well, that's why we had the backup Jenny installed in Brittany's rumpus.
Here we go.
Good show. In the rumpus.
Right inside, yes.
And there's room in there with the stick in there.
Oh, already. Rotate the stick a little bit.
Oh, but then it gives you a little room to get it up there.
Absolutely. You can wedge anything in that ass.
Your English accent's great.
Hey, speaking of installations, what about the shiny new set of cans of Mandy Bohack, am I right?
Yeah. Either that or she's buying her t-shirts at Baby Gap. I don't get the whole fake boob thing.
What don't you get about?
I like my bongos a little mileage on them, like Britney.
Britney? No way, those are like Baja miles.
I like being able to get in there and just kind of smush them, swing them,
hump them, stretch arms from them, just bibbity-bap them all around. Okay, all right, but what about the known correlation between floppy boobs and large-mouth vaginas?
Okay.
You look down there, it's like, hey, I'm Billy Big Mouth Vagina. Home on the range, where the big mouth vaginas feel strange, where nothing is good, and it can't fit your wood. Keep it down. You know what I mean. Oh, relax. Come on, they can't hear us.
You people are horrible! Horrible!
Very disappointed, gentlemen. Very disappointed.
Hey, anyone thinking chocolate chip cookie dough and a waffle cone?
Large mouth vaginas? You thought that was funny?
No.
Really? You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
Well, I was embarrassed for Fred, to be honest. It was uncomfortable.
What the hell is wrong with you two? You are completely obsessed with sex.
Honey, obsessed is a very strong word.
Oh, yeah? This morning you left the computer on cockgobblers.com.
I get my weather from that site.
You know what really bothers me? This thing that you're all so obsessed with is completely meaningless to you. Rick, you can't even tell me the month that you lost your virginity. I can tell you the exact day and hour that I lost mine.
Well, honey, virginity's different for guys. It's...
The point is, I like sex too. It means something to me. But that doesn't mean that I'm out gawking at every guy I see.
Okay, so I occasionally notice other women, I'm sorry.
Occasionally? Driving in a car with you is like being with a horny bobblehead.
All right, I notice women. I notice all women. I do, and you want to know why? It's because of the way guys are wired.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
It's true. It's just the way it is. It's not the way you think of it. It's more like a curse. It's like something that you can't help. I thought when we got married that it would stop, but it doesn't stop. It's just, it's there.
I'm giving you a hall pass.
A what?
1 week off from marriage.
What, like a trial separation? You are seriously overreacting.
No, it's not a separation. It's a hall pass. You can do whatever you want. Get it out of your system.
Wait a second, are you for real?
Rick, this isn't something that I just... I think that you need this. I think we need this.
Whoa.
It's not a yes or no offer, and it's not a debate. Tomorrow morning, I'm taking the kids to my parents' Cape house. We'll be back next Sunday.
Oh, great. So what am I supposed to do?
Whatever you want. As far as I'm concerned, you have the week off for marriage.
Now, they just added this porch about 5 years ago. There's also a jogging path right by the river. But also what they've just put in is a new bike trail that's going on.
Hey. Oh. What are you doing here?
I called the office. They said you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Nice place, huh?
This is my friend Fred Searing. Fred, say hello to Harold and Marcy Goldberg. They're just moving up from Long Island.
Well, mazel tov, folks. How are you? You know what? Let me give you a card.
Well, no, no.
You know, if you need any home, auto, life insurance, kind of the go-to mensch here in town.
We're okay with insurance.
They all say until they drop dead, am I right? Here, let me give you one, too.
I think anyone's going to drop dead.
You never know.
But thanks, Fred. Okay, listen, if you want to take another look through the house, I'll be waiting right here to answer any questions that you have. Thanks. Yeah. What are you doing, man? What's the Mazel Tov? Give me a break.
Sorry. Hey, you weren't answering your phone.
No,
I was trying to get
looking.
A hold of you. Well, okay, all right. I just want to see what kind of trouble you got into last night. You know what Grace made me do?
What?
She drove me over there to apologize. So did Maggie give you a lot of grief when you got back home?
Kind of.
Yeah. What happened?
She gave me a hall pass.
A what?
It's like a week off from marriage.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
Fuck you.
It's true. She's taking the kids and going up to her parents' beach house till next Sunday.
Wait, I don't get it. What? Why aren't you buying ticker tape for the parade?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Feel about what?
The hall pass. Something doesn't seem quite right.
What, you think, like, Maggie might have a brain tumor or something?
No. It's like, just because your wife says it's okay to cheat, is it? I mean, there's a part of me that's like, wow, you must have really pushed her to get her to this point. And is that good for a marriage? That she's willing to try something this insane?
Absolutely. Come on. Doesn't it ever bother you that all of our wives' dreams come true and ours don't? You know, look at Maggie, all right? When she was a little girl, she used to play house. You bought her a house. She used to play probably with like a Easy Bake Oven. You bought her a Viking. She wanted to be a mommy. You made her a mommy with your penis.
GE.
What GE?
The oven's a GE.
It doesn't matter. You're not trying to sell anyway. Look at you. You're not living your dreams. I don't see you hosting Wheel of Fortune. Your wife is living her dreams. And now this woman, this saint of a woman, she's giving you the opportunity to live yours.
Now you watch. This thing's going to end up biting Maggie in the ass. And I got to admit, I lost a little respect for Rick, you know, for accepting it.
No, well, it wasn't really his choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's really her call, Fred.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe this is the progressive, cool thing to do.
Yeah, that's not what I was saying. I said, you are not getting a hall pass, so you can cut the bullshit.
What? Why would I need a hall pass, huh? I got you.
Well, not tonight you don't. I'm bloated and I have cramps.
Ah, shit. I forgot to take out the trash.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time. And stay with you here tonight. Do believe it's true, but I know if the world just passes by, baby, I know.
Okay, ma'am, if you say he's yours, you can have him.
Thank you, officer. Thank you so much.
I got a hall pass.
What?
How? Well, it doesn't matter how. I got one. Can you believe it? I got a hall pass.
When does yours begin?
24 minutes ago.
Yeah.
She's going to go join Maggie up at the Cape. Just you and me, buddy, for the next 6 days.
Do you realize how much easier this is going to make it for me? Having a hall pass partner?
Yeah. Tell me about it. And it's not just me. No, it's going to be Gary, Hoghead, Flats. They're all coming out with us tonight.
Are you joking? Those guys got hall passes?
No. They just want to watch.
Yeah. Watch what?
Watch us reel in the babes.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. You remember how we dominated in JV basketball?
Yeah, senior year.
Yeah, but that one game where we had a couple fans in the stands, we played even better.
Absolutely. Well, we're a couple of show ponies, aren't we?
Yeah, we came alive.
What are we doing here, man? We got to get out of here. We're burning daylight.
Let's go.
Okay. Let me log out.
Okay, you log out. I'm going to try to bang a receptionist.
Yeah.
No. Fred. Let's keep the office clean. Wait till we hit the streets.
Class act.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the guy at the Comfy Night Inn said it doesn't really kick in until about 9:30, so...
Why are you guys staying in a hotel if your wife's out of town?
Oh, come on, Flats. I can't very well bring a bunch of models back to my place. What if they end up stalking me? And Rick's house has got a bunch of family photos and kids' drawings on the fridge.
Yeah,
you know?
It ain't exactly an aphrodisiac for babes.
It doesn't make boners too easily.
Hey, talking of babes, which one have you got your eyes on? Come on, who are you going to bone first?
Hey. What about those two? Why don't you go bang them?
Yeah, or maybe the hostess. Someone should definitely jump her bones.
Okay, guys, attempt to be cool. You know, we've got the whole week, so
we'll get there. Are you guys sure Applebee's is the best place to meet hot, horny women at?
What do you think, an Olive Garden?
What do you want, hot pussy or all-you-can-eat breadsticks?
Hey, wait a second. Wait. Where's Coakley?
That's where we should be.
Yeah. He's in Iceland.
All right, what's he doing there?
What do you think he's doing there? Iceland has the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah. York. Okay, look. I'm taking the bull by the horns right now, okay? You guys want beautiful women, right? I know a place that got ass on tap, okay? And it's not Applebee's, and it's not Olive Garden. Let's roll, baby. Follow me, fellas. Some ass.
I like it. A man with a plan.
Here we go.
Okay. Where are we going?
Chili's.
Wait. Hold on. Look. Before we go bagging any chicks, I need to get a hunk of beef inside me.
Okay, well, you're not going to get a better hunk of beef than you get right here.
That's true. Look, we got a long night ahead of us. Why don't we go fuel up?
Okay. Okay. Where to now?
Rick.
Hmm?
Answer Flats.
What's the question? What the hell are we doing for the rest of the night? We're going to get laid, right? Is that the plan?
I got to go home and poo.
Now? Why don't you just back one out here?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to need a bath afterwards.
Oh, come on, guys. All right, listen. I say we go to a titty bar, yeah, where there's tits, and we look at them and we smoke cigars, all right? And that'll put a bit of lead back in the pencil.
I got a better idea. I say we tie a bow on it and put her to bed. It's going to be a long week. I think we need to pace ourselves.
What? It's only 9:15.
No, I'm with Rico. Ready, tie.
Oh, come on. Guys, relax. This is just the calm before the storm.
That's right. Tonight, we build up some strength. And then tomorrow, make landfall.
This resort sure beats the hell out of the Comfy Night Inn. Why aren't you guys staying here?
Too pricey. Besides, if you pay for golf, you get full access to the resort, including the pool bar.
Oh. Not bad, yeah? Mothers, lock up your daughters. The dogs are off the leash.
Gentlemen, look what I got here.
What are those?
Oh, just some brownies of the pot variety.
Whoa, what? We're not on spring break. Where'd you get those?
Nothing. The guy cleans my office. Come on, who's it?
Come on, you squares. It's not the same when you eat it as when you smoke it. When you eat it, apparently, it's a much more mellow buzz. It just makes you feel sort of relaxed. Are they chocolatey?
Yeah.
You know what, Rick? This is spring break. You guys got a hall pass. You need to live it up. Might help your rap with the ladies at the pool later.
Correct.
You don't even have a hall pass.
So I go vicariously through you guys, can I?
Well, it's not vicarious if you're actually doing it, Hoghead.
All right, get off my back. I'm just trying to enjoy a pastry here.
Now what the hell? It's not like my game could get any worse.
Come on, do it.
All right, give me this.
It's a bit naughty.
What kind of soap do you use?
In the shower?
Yeah. Dove?
I like Dove. I like it. It doesn't dry your skin out so much. Feel this.
It's so soft.
Yeah.
Golly, that is soft.
Hey, Hoghead, come here, man. You got to feel Rick's skin. Feel how soft it is. Hoghead, you okay?
What the hell is he doing?
He's got back spasms.
Not him. Him.
Gary! What are you doing?
I'm talking to the guy who cleans my office. He says we took way too much. We're only supposed to eat like a quarter of a brownie each.
What?
Look, this is the third time I've had to flag your group, and you're only on the fourth hole.
Now, if I have to come out here again, you're done for the day.
Sorry, Marshal. We're going to pick it up.
I'll see you, Jorge.
Where was the last place you saw it?
I don't know. On one of the fairways. I grabbed a club, took a swing, great shot, lovely shot, looked round, gone.
Vanished.
Yes.
Dude, where's my golf cart?
Not funny. Not
Fred.
Funny. Come on, knock
hey
it
guys,
off.
Hey, guys, I need to take a poo.
Give us a second here.
I think it's been stolen.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's going to steal a golf cart?
Criminals.
Yep.
Oh,
bastards. It's probably jacked up on bricks now.
Listen.
Say this. I do remember this. I saw it on the 11th tee.
Yeah,
what
that's the last one I saw.
What are you talking about? We're on the sixth hole.
Guys, they're cutting. Did we skip five holes?
Shit, where are my kids?
I can't believe
anybody
it.
Anybody have any napkins?
Come on, man!
We're getting cut on by the Joy Luck Club.
Nobody cares about them? Is that the marshal?
Can we say something?
Cop! Run for it! Cutter!
Brittany, clones.
Husbands are out there chasing tail all over town.
Shh, keep it down. Relax. Here's how I see it. Rick and Fred are like a couple of domesticated cats scratching at the door. And then the first time you let them out, they are so paralyzed with fear, they turn around and bolt right back into the house.
Yeah, okay, but we're not talking about cats here. We are talking about dogs.
What choice do we have?
No, I mean, why couldn't we just keep the status quo? I mean, were things really that bad that we have to do something this extreme?
For me, they were. Remember last week when we went to Lucy's award thing?
Yeah.
Well, that night, Rick and I were going to, you know.
Yeah.
Right. And I started wondering, who is he going to be thinking about when we're having sex? Is it going to be that girl that he checked out on the way into the party? Or is it going to be somebody he met at work that day? Or Missy Frankenopoulos? Mm. Or some Frankenopoulos monster where he just combines his favorite parts of all of them? So when he came into the room?
What?
I pretended to be asleep.
You're kidding. You've never done that before? Oh, God, I do that all the time.
Really?
Yes. I think it's our job as women that between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., we just fake everything.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, I'm Jerry. Thanks for coming out to support us.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Go, Falmouth.
Thanks. So we saw you guys sitting up there with those little kids. Are you nannies or something?
No, those are my kids.
They're her kids. I'm not old enough.
Come on, guys. Come on, let's go. Let's pick it up.
What am I, your slave? Pick up your own balls and bats. Move your ass, for God's sake.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, Dad.
Maggie, Grace, Rick Coleman, my golf buddy. He's the coach.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Hope those clowns weren't bothering you.
Oh, no, they were sweet. Yeah, no. They were cute kids.
We're all going over to the players' digs for some beer and brats. Why don't you all join us?
Yeah. No, we have to get the kids home.
Go. Have some fun. You haven't been out all week. Your mother and I have the kids. We've got Tage.
Hey.
No problem.
I don't know, Dad. We weren't really planning on...
Maggie, come on. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a belly flop contest in the pool. Y'all can be judges.
We're in.
Great. Let me just clean up here, and you can follow me over.
Hey. I'll go round up the kids. What are you doing?
Huh?
Those guys are still in college. And in case you forgot, we're married.
To who? Because you know what? The last that I checked, Rick and Fred had the week off from marriage. So, remind me again, who were we married to?
Well, I guess one beer won't kill us.
Oh, that's my girl.
Come on, why can't we have some fun? God knows our guys are living it up.
What would you rather do? Make out with a guy or let him blow you? And you gotta pick one or your whole family will die. That's the rule.
And how long would you have to make out with him?
10 minutes.
Tongue?
Of course.
And how long would you have to let him blow you?
7 minutes.
Seven?
Couldn't last 7 minutes.
No, I mean, this is tricky because obviously getting a blowjob from a guy, you know, is bad. But I don't know. Oh, making out with him, it's just so intimate, yeah. Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's, what does he do for a living? Just that interest?
Okay, look. This is bullshit, okay? I'm out of here, man. I want to watch you guys pick up chicks. Not talk about dick.
Oh, Rick's lightning. Take your foot off the gas. These things take time.
Nah, Flats is right. This is day three. You guys haven't even talked to a girl.
Okay, well, that's not exactly true. Thanks to Gary's Brownings, I was talking to Judy on the drug and poison hotline most of last night.
I'm going to get going as well, guys. See you later.
Guys, it's hard if you strike out. For God's sakes, at least take a couple of swings.
Maybe we should just call the girls, ask them to come home.
You want to quit?
Fred, come on. We're not the same guys we were 15 years ago when we were single. We've changed.
No. No, you've changed. All you're thinking about is yourself.
Fred, I don't care. I'm exhausted. I want to go home. I miss my wife and kids, okay?
No.
Let me explain something to you, okay? If Maggie and Grace find out that we can't get laid on our own, they'll start thinking that we need them to get laid. Do you realize what that'll do to the balance of power in our homes? Do you?
Yeah.
May we just say that we did hook up?
I can't. Grace will know I'm lying. She always knows when I'm lying, and she doesn't forget. I once got caught giving her fake chow, and I didn't hear the end of it for 3 years.
Fake chow?
Fake chow.
What's fake chow?
When you're going south on me, you don't want to use your tongue, so you just use your fingers and you smack your lips real loud. You know, fake chow.
Gotcha. What are we in a massage parlor? No way. That is giving up.
You don't get it, do you? If we can't show that something positive can come from having a hall pass, then the whole concept is dead. Not just for you and me, but for all mankind.
Okay, let's get out of here. I know exactly where we should be.
Here we go.
Hey, whoa, what's with the helmet?
Oh, chick stick motorcycle.
Come on.
Everybody. Stella Bass Band. We're here to tighten it up for you. First we want Willis. Tighten it up.
What's that? I went online earlier this afternoon. Got a few pickup lines to help us get the ball rolling.
You must be from Ireland because when I look at you my penis is Dublin. Yeah, that's a charmer, but you know what? I don't think we need any phony pickup lines. I think we can just be our natural selves.
Great, yeah, if you know how to.
Oh, yeah. Give me the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, guys? There's a lot of people without
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hola. Wow, this is awkward. I feel like I'm in my first junior high mixer. You know,
yeah.
We don't know what to say. So are you women from Ireland, perchance?
No.
Really? Huh, I'm very surprised to hear that news, because when I look at you, my wiener doubles in size.
Oh, no. He means that his penis is Dublin.
Yeah.
Like the city in Ireland. Dublin.
Any kids?
I really don't like kids. They're too needy. Plus, it's usually smart to get married if you're going to have kids, and women only like me for 3 months at a time. That's what you get. How about you? How long have you been off the market?
Over 20 years, if you include dating.
Whoa.
We started going out when I was a freshman in college.
And where is he?
He's back in Providence.
Poor guy. All work and no play, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Steering, how are you?
Would you like to try the Australian kiss? It's a lot like the French kiss, except down under.
Excuse me. Do you think these bar napkins smell like chloroform? I'm kidding. Fred Searing, can I buy you a drink?
I feel like donkey kicking everyone in this bar. It's unbelievable.
Hey, keep your chin up. Okay, no one said this was going to be easy. Even in college, it took 50 rejections for every one score, remember?
Yeah. Of course, it didn't sting as much when you were drunk.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what we should do, though. We should get drunk.
You're right. We're too stiff.
I know.
Let's get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah, let the soul come to the surface a little bit. Yeah, that's when we're at our most charming.
You say no to me? You say no to me? No. Flip it. I say no to you.
Come on, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Oh, screw you. Look, hey, you think your shit don't float? Let me tell you something. I wouldn't titty bang any of you in a snowstorm.
Come on, please.
No! You had your shot and you blew it.
Come on, man.
Goodbye.
You got to do it tonight. You are the man tonight.
Let's All right, go. Bessie Ross, you need a pole for that flag? Ah, oh, what's the matter? You can't get any bigger, you little bitch!
Oh.
A little bit complicated, so I'm thinking it could speed up the process, maybe. No, it's not a big deal.
Little help? Lee? Your unique barista skills have been requested.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
What can I get you?
Iced coffee, two Splendas?
That'd be $2.
Nice tunes, by the way. You guys choose them yourself, or they come down from corporate?
Me. It's Snow Patrol.
Oh, yeah. Good soundtrack. Pretty good movie. Only one thing, Cuba Gooding definitely does not belong in the snow, does he?
You're thinking of Snow Dogs, the kitty flick. This is Snow Patrol, the band.
Thank you for the tears.
I was making a joke.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
You were dead serious.
It was a joke.
Enjoy your two splendid iced coffee, mister.
Why are you smiling? You think this is like some alligator-infested moat no one can get over there to you? You know, this whole kind of, I'm on the inside, too cool for school, let's make fun of the dorky suburban guy because I'm safe on this side of the counter routine's going to get you hurt. And I'll tell you another thing. After you've lost all your parents' money on your avant-garde piece of crap short film, you're going to need a job. Guess what? Guys like me that hire. Guys like me don't hire punks like you. All right, so shape up. Day, sir.
I work out there.
Oh, really? Here? Yeah, I work out at home, but thinking about taking my workouts public. What do you squat?
I don't really squat. I just run on the hamster wheel after work every day.
Yeah, the old hamster wheel. Yeah, I'm on that baby too.
So did you go to Harvard?
Yeah. Or I went to a party there once. It was actually Harvard Healthcare.
Yeah, I had to go in when I got a bunch of tests done for my life insurance, for your variable term life insurance, when you re-up on your death benefit. It's not a big deal. This thing looks pretty good, though. I like this. Change your life.
It's a great place, yeah. They've actually got a bar there, so I always grab a beer after my workout.
A bar?
It's a good routine.
That's good.
Well, if you decide to join, tell them Lee sent you, then I'll get 2 free months.
Yeah, sure thing, Lee.
Rockin'.
R-O-C-K in the USA. Or whatever they say in Australia.
Hi, Brittany.
Fred?
Oh, hey, and hello to Ella. Anyway.
Mr. Chili, you pick up the day. Look, right here.
Oh, no, I know. No, I was just coming by to let you guys know what a great job you guys did, as always. Just the perfect amount of starch.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to head out. Got a meeting across town in 10 minutes, so I should boogie.
Yeah. Okay.
Very nice seeing you. Hey, if you get a chance, please pound Ed's potato for me. Goodbye.
Mm. Oh, don't do that. That's...
Okay. All right. Bye. Hi.
You want to massage?
Yeah.
You feel out of form.
No. I prefer no paper trail.
Fill out form. It's policy.
You know what? I honestly, I prefer not to have anything imprinted.
Hey, little man, scram.
How I know what you want if you know fill out form?
Yeah, I'll just say it to you. I'll just tell you.
So what are you waiting for?
Oh, hey. Not very relaxing so far.
Okay, but must check with manager first.
No.
Xin lỗi bà, ông này muốn Robin Todd phải chơi với tea bag mà không chịu ký giấy tờ.
No. Smith has no. You got it wrong. I said rub no tug, and the tea bags, where you heat those up. You dip them in water, you heat them up, and then you put them on pressure. How do I know more about massage than you guys know about massage? That doesn't make any sense. No, I'll be sorry. Oh God. Okay. Sorry.
You the one for me. I'm realizing you're the only one that's meant to be. And when I wake up in the morning, all I wanna see is a sun and a shining on you next to me. You got a little broken nail, got a hair out of place. Got a little bit of extra middle right around the waist. I'm saying, shake it.
Are you going to grab a brewski after your workout?
Nah. I'm going to grab 2. Meet me down here. Got 1 hour shot.
Yeah. Peace it.
Come on.
Did you faint, sir?
No, I think I was in the hot tub too long. My body just feels like jelly.
It's okay, you're gonna be okay. Just take a couple of deep breaths. Give me some towels.
No. Do me a favor. Irish, switch places with this guy.
Why?
Does this mean you're going steady?
It's not funny. Poor kid is spending his hard-earned money on me. It's sad. I mean, it's cute, but it's really sad.
You should be flattered. You're 38 years old and you still have college guys chasing you.
He thinks I'm 32.
Oh.
What? I just feel bad if I gave him the wrong impression, you know?
No, you didn't give him the wrong impression. Dear Grace, our final game is tonight. Please meet me at my place afterwards to toast the best summer of my life. Yours most truly, Gerald Ahern. Number 11.
Yeah, thanks for piling on. I mean, I can't accept this. I guess I'm just going to have to go set him straight.
You know what I miss the most?
What?
The arch.
The arch?
Yeah. Yeah, you know that moment when you're taking a girl's panties off for the very first time? And you don't know if she's going to stop you? And she gives that tiny little pelvic arch thrust to help you out, let you know you're in the clear, everything's going to be okay?
Smooth sailing.
You'll miss that.
It's a nice moment.
Yeah. We let down the male species, you know that? Maybe you were right. Maybe we should just call it quits a day early and just ask the girls to come home.
No. I want the hall pass, okay? First I wasn't sure, but now I want the dream.
Yeah, I don't even know what the dream is anymore, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you what it is. I want to remember what it feels like to be with someone who really wants to be with me out of just pure desire, not because they have to, out of some sense of duty. You know, all this arch talk's got me craving some Mickey D's. You up for it?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. See you there.
Who was that?
That was just an angel from heaven. Coakley's back in town.
What?
Yeah. And he wants to hang, and he wants to bang.
Button on the microwave, boys. The deep freeze is over. Okay, boys, you're on the clock now. Half an hour from now, you'll be old news, man.
Right. Should we go talk with this girl right here?
Don't waste your time, man.
Why?
She's a workaholic. She'll be out here in 5 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Look at her hand. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Besides, even if she stayed, you wouldn't want her. You get a hand job from her, you need the jaws of life to get you out of it. Well, there she goes.
Wow. You're good.
Oh, hey, Paul Blonde, right here. Yeah.
Forget about it. It's an illusion. She's surrounded by stute fish.
Stute fish?
Yeah. When an 8 surrounds herself with less attractive women, make her look like a 10, man.
What are you talking about? She is a 10.
You make me laugh, Freddy. Come on, try this. All right.
What is it?
Now block everything out. Tell me what you see.
What?
Okay, now watch this, man. Hot.
Right?
Nah.
Oh my god.
Huh? Nah.
Holy shit! That's amazing! You're like a beautiful mind.
I thought you were down at the Cape with me.
The in-laws took the kids for the weekend, so I came home a couple days early.
Okay.
I turned 21 today. I'm legal now.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, you out celebrating?
Yeah, my cousin got me and my aunt on the VIP list. My Aunt Meg over there. She's 45 years old and still parties like she's my age.
Wow.
So, Rich, how's the week off for marriage going? You don't mind if I call you Rich, right? I am officially an adult.
No, sure. But what did you just say?
I was just asking about that hall pass thing. I babysat for the Putneys last night. I heard Mr. Putney talking about it.
Gary was to who was he talking about it to?
Just everyone at the barbecue.
What?
Oh, I don't think he meant it in a bad way. I actually think it's really cool of you to be staying at the Comfy Night Inn instead of bringing girls back to your home with the kids' pictures and schoolwork all taped up and everything.
Thank you.
Can I get you?
Can I get three tequila shots, please?
By the way, I think that I owe you an apology. Last week when you drove me home, I really shouldn't have snapped at you like that.
No. Don't be ridiculous. It was just a misunderstanding.
No, it wasn't. If you thought that I was kind of coming on to you, it's probably because I kind of was.
$57.
What? Are you kidding me? That
seems a little stiff. I mean, it's just kids in here. I don't see how they afford these prices. Paige, I better get going.
What? Where are you going?
Paige, you're my kid's babysitter. Have a happy birthday.
And my Aunt Meg wants to meet you.
All right.
Yeah.
Go.
Here it does flow.
Yeah. That girl over there is looking at you. Which one? What? The one that looks like Chief from Cuckoo's Nest?
No, man. The one sitting next to her.
Oh, yeah.
Very vulnerable. She just quit cigarettes.
How do you know?
Because she can't take her eyes off the smokers over there.
Well, how do you know those aren't her friends?
Come on, Coakley, give me a break.
Well, that might be plausible if her lips weren't shaking and her fingernails weren't chewed down to the nub.
And that bag, man, that's a little big to be bringing into a club.
Unless she needs room for a $5 footlong. So you got a woman who quit smoking.
Right.
She's tense. She's hungry. And it all adds up to what?
That woman needs something in her mouth.
Get it up, my boy. Let's go.
What, now?
Right now, man. The universe is
calling.
Come on.
Now. Do we?
Yeah.
They were so tall, skinny guys, and they were all over my yard. But here's the weird thing. I wasn't even afraid of them at all, and when they asked me if I wanted to go with them, I said, sure, and I walked right in.
Oh, my God, you are so brave. I would never in a million years climb into one of those things. Matt, would you ever just walk into a UFO on your own?
I would if one came right now, sure.
Wow, so you married?
Yeah, it wasn't like I was trying to hide it, you know.
No. I just thought your wife might have died or something and you're wearing it out of respect.
Oh, no. No, she's still hanging in there.
Hey, you okay? She's checking your pulse.
Yeah, I got a little chest cramp, but I'm working through it.
Ow!
Yeah.
How fast?
No, feels more like excessive plaque buildup in the arteries.
What are you doing here?
I thought you might want to help me celebrate the end of the season.
Oh,
Brought some good late night eats.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on in.
What are you doing, man? Come on. You found your dream girl, now take her back to the hotel and take care of business.
We don't have much in common. I can't even talk to her.
Talk to her, Fred. What do you want, a pen pal or a poon pal?
Okay, look, I only got one shot at this, all right? I think I can do better.
Every loser in Vegas thinks they can do better. You know what winners do? They walk away from the table while they're up.
How do I even know if she'll come home with me?
Oh, she'll come home with you. She's wearing a thong, man.
How do you know that?
I did a crawl bar. Copy.
Fuck it. Okay, here. Give those to Rick. I'm gonna take a cab back to the hotel. Oh!
Freddie.
What?
It has been an honor to watch you grow up. Taking the party back to my house. Bring a girl or don't come, man.
Hey, there's my girl. Hey, come on in. I'm just mixing up some margaronis. We lost our final game today, but I went yard.
Oh, that's good. So, where's everybody?
They all went out to some party. Come on in.
Jerry, I can't stay.
What? Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, everything's fine. Look, I really can't accept this.
Why not?
Because I'm a married woman, Jerry. You know that.
Oh, Oh, I'm really sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable, Grace. It's just, I really like you.
I like you too, Jerry. And then, no, you didn't make me feel uncomfortable.
Are you serious? You think you might have appendicitis?
Well, my stomach's rumbling and I'm having these shooting pains.
Okay, maybe I should take you to the hospital.
No, I'll be all right. It's probably just this stupid patch. I mean, I quit smoking and I think I'm allergic to it and it makes me all queasy. And plus I had a bunch of drinks at the club.
Well, are you going to throw up?
No, I can't.
Here. Just take this just in case.
No, I'm one of those people who can never throw up.
Yeah.
I wish I could throw up. I know it would help. Oh. Oh. Wow. You know what? I think I feel a little better. Destiny's helped.
Take her wherever she wants to go. Here we are.
But I never got your number!
Can I help you?
You must be Rick.
Go on.
Hi, my name's Meg. Paige's aunt.
I still have a lot to get out of my system before I do the whole marriage trip, you know? I'm one of those people who wants to try everything once before I die.
And the good things twice. Like swim with the dolphins.
Yeah, I'd love to meet the Dalai Lama.
Sure. Bungee jump?
No, I've already done that.
Skydiving.
Skinny dip in the Indian Ocean.
Sleep with a married guy. I just mean if that was one of the things on the old bucket list, I could help you cross that off, to sleep with a married guy. What did you say, the Indian Ocean?
I don't want to be a homewrecker, Rick.
No, but don't. That's what I'm saying. I've got a one-time pass. You could do this with a clear conscience. I'm not trying to sell you on it. I'm just, those are the facts of the situation.
It's getting a little loud in here, is it? Somewhere a bit more quiet, if you go.
Coakley's game room upstairs is soundless. It's like space.
Please!
This fucking guy.
Rick, what are you doing here?
Roger Dude invited me. He invited the entire club. You knew how important tonight was. My whole family was there. And they don't come to anything. The fuck you looking at? Everyone came tonight, and they stayed, except for you. That's not respectful.
Okay, just calm down.
No, I would like to speak alone. Oh, no.
I'll just see you.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Sorry about being a little quick on the trigger there. It's just, you're so hot, I couldn't help myself.
It's fine.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. No, everything's not okay. Look, you're a great guy, Jerry, but what just happened here? Yeah, that can never happen again. Okay?
Oh.
I mean, I know it's kind of hard to understand after, but I really love my husband. And in reality, you and me here, this could never be more than what it just was.
Yeah, I know that.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, jeez. Look, no offense or anything, but let's face it, you're a lot older than me. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, I didn't think we were going to start dating or anything, Can you imagine, the looks that we would get? It'd be like Hugh Hefner and his girlfriend. You'd be Hef.
Yeah, I got that.
You know what? I gotta get going. We have a team meeting in, 20 minutes.
It's kind of like a tradition thing.
It'd probably be really uncool if I didn't.
Yeah, you don't have to explain.
Okay. Well, seriously, though, thanks for everything. You're awesome at sex.
Oh.
All right, well, I'm sure there's an explanation for why you haven't slept in your bed.
No, maybe he took a trip somewhere.
No,
See, he can't, because he has two houses closing escrow this week. He has to be in town.
Well, maybe he has been home, but he just can't stand the thought of sleeping in your bed without you, so he's been wrecking on the couch and, you know, banging all the women there. Here, open.
Oh. You...
Not bad, huh?
Eh? Yeah. Oh, I wonder what's keeping Grace.
Well, she went over there to break the kid's heart. The least she could do is lend a sympathetic ear.
Paige told me where you were staying.
Please. No, not at all. Good to have company.
You've been very sweet to her.
Well, you know, she's a good kid. She's a good kid, and I do what I can for the kids.
She told me everything, and I have to admit, I was very impressed.
Hmm?
I mean, I know she came on to you twice, and that both times you set her straight.
She came on to me?
Rick, enough with the chivalry. I mean... Come on, Paige has a crush on you, and you didn't take advantage of her. I'm just saying, that is very cool, especially since you have your wife's permission now.
Yeah.
I like that, Rick.
You have morals.
Yeah. Well, I say that all you have in this world is your word.
Mm.
Great day, man.
Yeah, it really was.
Everybody had a great time at that wedding. I mean, everybody. You know, I went balls deep in one of the bridesmaids.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. She's a really pretty girl. Big old floppy tits. Hello.
What was her name, man?
Jenny.
Jenny.
My sister Jenny.
Nice girl. Really sweet. How's she doing?
Good.
Oh, great, man. Great.
Still married.
Oh, is she great? I'm glad it worked out. Seemed like they were having problems.
Thinking that you were gone.
No, I told you. I just had to talk him off the ledge. I sent him home. He's fine now. It's somewhere nice and quiet.
Yeah, it is quiet in here. It's, you know, in fact, it's so quiet. I kind of hit a wall. Yeah, I'm gonna split.
Really, you okay?
Yeah, no, I feel good. I got a little tickle in my ear that I get in the summer from mold spores. You gotta be careful because it'll come into your throat. But no, I have commitments. Wow.
Hey, relax. I'm trying not to think so much. You have your wife for the rest of your life. Tonight, you can have me. So I drink again.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Your wife didn't give you a Hawaii permission slip, did she?
No, she did. Look, you are insanely beautiful and sexy, and every cell in my body is angry at me right now. I've got like a mutiny on my hands. I feel like I'm vibrating. Like, I mean, you see this area? The spot right here. The first time I ever slept with Maggie back in college, she fell asleep right here. And she left like a little pool of drool. But it didn't really bother me. It actually felt good. And I thought, I want to marry this girl. And then I did. It was like a long shot. And miraculously, it came through. And then we had kids, Emma, Gunnar, and Mac. And this is their spot. And they're brand new. They'd sleep right here. Whether it be like 4 a.m, you'd be kind of like holding their head because their like little necks don't have like, you know, they're just like. And it's where we first got to know each other. And it doesn't matter how beautiful you are. I gotta go home. I wanna go home.
Well, you definitely have a screw loose. And you're probably going to regret this for the rest of your life. But, you know what? You're a good guy.
Now, do you need a ride home?
Nah, it's only 2:30. I'm going to go back in the party.
Okay. Peace it.
R-O-C-K in the USA.
Hello? Hello?
Is this Fred Searing?
No.
Trooper Frioli of the Massachusetts State Police.
No, it's a friend of his. I just picked up his phone. Is everything okay?
Yes, Rick. More tongue. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. More tongue. More tongue!
Your aunt staying here?
I know you and her are hooking up.
What? Paige, I have no idea what you're talking about. This is really bad time, and I gotta get going.
Well, I saw her car in the parking lot. I know she's here.
Okay, Paige, enough, please.
Just because your wife isn't faithful to you doesn't mean you have to go around screwing my family.
What?
Wow. I guess somebody doesn't know about the baseball coach.
The alphabet, Rick!
Fred, I need to talk to you.
Fred! I thought you were Rick!
No, I'm Rick.
What?
Please don't judge me. Oh my God. Oh my God. What did they say? Is Grace going
to
be okay?
All they said is she was in a car accident and they took her to the hospital and they wouldn't say anymore because I'm not you.
Oh,
calm down.
This is all my fault. God is punishing me because I'm the worst husband in the world.
No, you're not. Come on.
Yes, I am. I've been bad, Rick. I've been real bad.
We've both been bad.
No, I've been worse. I kissed your babysitter's aunt.
That's not so bad.
On the vagina.
Oof.
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa!
No!
Hey!
Oh,
no!
Hey!
What
whoa.
The hell?
No!
Hey!
How do you like me now, Splendid Boy? Huh?
Moron! This is my car.
Oh, this is your car?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Hey!
You think I give a shit, Pudge Boy?
Why am I Pudge Boy?
Take it easy, okay? Relax.
No,
you take it easy. You think that you can just come into my club, take my girl, and then get away with it? No. Not tonight, buddy.
But why would you even try to have sex with the right Rick? You knew he was mine.
Oh. Fuck no! You're not gonna get away with it! Hey. Never! Hey. Never! Hey.
Brent?
Mother? What are you doing here?
Wait. Aunt Meg is your mom?
How does she know your name?
Well,
we...
Kinda.
Sorta.
What? No. No. No.
Are you telling me that this 40-hour week motherfucking soccer dad took my girl and this flabby asshole? My mother?
No. I didn't have sex with your mom. All I did was fake shower.
It's true.
All right?
You're a dead man.
Wow, you got a gun!
No! What? Where did you get that?
Grandpa's closet!
No!
You have a shot count? A shot count?
Yeah!
No, I didn't get a fucking shot count!
Shoot her down! Let's roll! Go, punch it, I'm going!
Oh, well, I'm gonna rock you,
what the hell was that?
Go,
drive! He's coming from the back!
What's up, asshole?
Swerve! Okay, no, he's gone! Drive, you shook him! I don't believe this. Maggie's having an affair. What?
Well, you didn't give him a free pass for nothing. So come on, just be honest. What were you trying to accomplish?
I don't know. I just felt like he wasn't noticing me anymore. And I wanted to feel wanted again. And the truth is, I never really thought he'd go through with it. Oh my God.
What?
This hall pass. It was never for him. It was for me.
I got a hall pass. Why shouldn't she get one? She's a beautiful woman. What guy isn't going to want to be with a beautiful woman whose dirtbag husband decides he's just going to take a week off? Come on! What kind of hospital have ever been a live operator?
Fred, it's 4 a.m.
It's something you don't see a lot.
I took her for granted. I took Maggie for granted. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to throw up, man.
Oh, great.
Okay, pull over, man.
No way. I can outrun him.
No, you can't. Not in this thing.
Watch me.
Okay, now we got two of them.
I don't care. I'm not stopping till I get to Grace. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy about my wife.
Buddy.
I won't take it easy, okay? Look, I did not stop because there's a lunatic out there trying to kill us. And my wife's been in an accident. I need to see if she's okay. Because that woman is my life.
Is he the husband of Grace Searing?
Yes. Yes, I am. Is she okay? Please tell me she's going to be okay.
She's having difficulty breathing.
Oh, my God. Is she gonna live?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. She's fine. She just broke her nose. We gotta stuff some gauze up there. She's gonna be a mouth breather for about a week and a half. But all in all, I would say you're a very lucky guy.
Bless you, doctor.
Well, we didn't know what was going on because he came in through the window. That had already been knocked out earlier. In fact, he, like,
flare the holes right in.
Rick! Rick, she's going to be okay.
She's okay?
She's all right. Hey, Anderson. These guys are clean.
That lunatic was attacking him before he punched Officer Leska. Anyway, he's in bracelets.
Well, I guess you're off the hook. Can you believe it? I get a second chance.
Fred, go in there and take care of that woman. You're lucky to have her.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Put her on a pedestal.
All right, I'll see you.
Biggest one you can find.
Okay, Rick. Good luck with Max.
And I fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to be. Tell me how's the way to go. Tell me all that I should know. And I'll fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to go. Tell me how's the way to be.
Oh my God.
To evoke some empathy.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Hold on a second. Rick just walked in. Grace has been in a car accident.
Yeah, I know. She's okay. Fred's over there.
So they're letting you go? Okay. You're headed here. Great. All right, I love you too. God, she scared me to death.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
March 25th, 1989.
What?
That's the day I lost my virginity. March 25th, 1989. Approximately 10:30 p.m.
What are you talking about? We were dating then.
No, you were my first. You were my last, and you've been everything in between.
Really?
Really?
Is that why you were crying that night?
I wasn't crying, I don't think.
And I was... I was your last?
My only. Forever. That out front.
Oh, it's a friend of my dad, baseball player. He came over last night, drank some wine. He got a little frisky, so I sent him home in a cab.
Define frisky.
Oh, don't worry. You were my last, too. But I can't say you were my first.
You know, words really do hurt.
I mean, what were you doing driving around at 1 in the morning?
I was just upset about things, and I wasn't paying any attention, and I think I must have hit some sand or something, and next thing I know, I'm running into a pole.
Grace, I'm so sorry.
For what?
For what? For putting you through all this. I love you.
I love you too, Fred. Your fault.
Yes, it is.
No.
Well, this is all my fault. I'm the one that caused all of this. Every single bit of this, like...
Horny old man?
No, that's not me. No, that was intended for Rick. Yeah.
We really need to talk about what happened this week.
Oh, Grace, no. Come on, do we really have to?
Yes, we really, really do.
Okay, look. Look, whatever happened this week doesn't matter.
okay? Because I love you and only you, and I am going to treat you like the queen that you are for the rest of your days. Okay? I'm going to quit fantasy football this year, even though I have the first pick, okay? And we could do that master cleanse thing that you've always wanted to do with the cayenne pepper and all that shit. You will never have to shovel snow ever again. I'll do it, okay? Tennis elbow be damned. I will do it. But please, I am begging you, can we please just never, ever talk about what happened this week? Please.
Deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, I love you, Grace.
I love you, Jared. So, does this mean you will finally come with me to an evening with Kathy Griffin?
Last night I fake chowed DJ's mom.
Where did you find the Kathy Griffin lookalike?
Oh, no. No, that is Kathy Griffin.
Really?
Better be. Cost me $275 to get her here. Plus bus fare.
Kathy Griffin's a delight, isn't she?
I've never seen them look happier.
Who's out there?
Maggie and Grace. You know, I've been wondering if maybe I should give you a hall pass.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice finally to meet a woman who's not obsessed with penis size. I appreciate that.
What the fuck is this?
What
the fuck is you? Why was that white man?
They've got a set of whoopers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What if the cops question me? I'm weak. Excuse me. Have you seen my colon torso?
Dude, up here. That was fucking awesome. We saw the whole thing.
This is racial profiling. I want to speak to a barrister.
So what do you think?
Yeah, we'll give it a whirl, why not?
Lying in a puddle of my own remorse, been a boy.
back on that horse. Cause love comes easy at first, unknown bet to learn to tumble when you get thrown. Oh yeah. You opened up the doors of your protected heart and let a total stranger pick it all apart.
Job.
What?
A faux job. You know, like when you go south on a guy, but you don't use your mouth, you use your hands instead, and then you make loud slurping noises.
Hmm. Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Pretty nice, yeah?
Yep.